Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Bob Leonard on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Bob Preston with H&R Block about the upcoming tax deadline. Well, Bob, the deadline to file your taxes is coming upon us pretty quick. Do you have any last couple week advice for our listeners?
Well, the one thing that I would recommend is just make sure that even if you don't have everything with you at this point, to make an appointment so that you can get what you have into the system and then get that extension filed if you're not going to make it, because your taxes are due on the 18th of April this year. We have an extra day, and then that would be the one thing, is to make sure you get an appointment or at least get that extension filed quickly.
Well, what is it that people typically need to bring to an appointment?
Their W-2s, any 1099-Rs they might have for pensions. If they have a business, the income and expenses for that. And then any, if they have student tuition that they have for one of the kids that are still in colleges, it's usually best that the parents claim that. And but those would be your typical items that you'd have for most people.
How long does it take to a typical tax appointment?
If it does not have a business, it's usually we schedule an hour, and then that usually will cover just about everything. Sometimes it can be quicker depending on the complexity of the return.
Is there something that happens, let's just say, every year where people say, oh, I wish I would have done this sooner, I wish I would have had this? Is there anything that people don't think to do or make a mistake in not doing over the course of a year?
Sometimes their charitable giving, they forget to add that up, or they feel that they don't have to do itemize because they don't itemize on the federal. But I usually recommend that everybody try to itemize, because even if you cannot itemize for the federal, you may itemize for the Iowa. And so that helps them on the Iowa return. Even though it may not help them on the federal, it will help them on the Iowa return to try to itemize.
Oh, so itemize no matter what. Let's just say even if you're a young person, you know, just in out of high school or college, still itemize?
If they're just out of high school and they're living with their parents, no. They won't have too much. But if it's a married couple, they would be the ones that you'd want to itemize, or someone that may own a house, or someone that does a lot of giving, or has or have pays for their own health insurance, they would want to try to itemize.
Now, it seems that more and more of us are spending a lot of time working at home. I mean, it's like we never get away from work. The internet's there. We're always checking email. We sort of have a home office, but we don't have anything that's just physically distinct. How should we approach that, working from home and declaring a home office? Do you have any advice on us, especially on record keeping?
It's best to try to find a way to have an exclusive use. In other words, not to double up a office bedroom type deal, but try to set up a specific place for that so that you could get the full deduction on the home office use. That is the best way to do that. That way you can get a percentage of your utilities and such for the home office use. It must be exclusively used for that purpose.
How about those of us that drive a lot for business? Any recommendations for that?
Yes, you can use your mileage, and I would have like a some kind of a date book so that you know that you went to a certain place at a certain, you know, you went to client XYZ, and then you went to, you know, customer John Doe, and just keep track of those miles, and it's best that you document as much as possible of who you went to and where you went to see, because the IRS has gotten a little stricter with those.
Any last words of advice for our listeners today?
Just if you've got your, if you even whatever you have, even if you're missing some things at this point, make an appointment so that we wind up with no space for you to get in. So make that appointment early and as quick as possible, and then so that we can get your taxes filed and get your refund as quick as possible.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Bob Preston with H&R Block. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Bob Leonard with KCII News.